you know, I planned a little night out to myself, hot date, taking myself out on the town. I was really excited, really looking forward to it. And I went to a restaurant that I really enjoy going to, but it was the first time I had ever visited by myself. Mm-hmm. And when I walked in, they said, we don't really have a table at the moment. Like, there were seats at the bar, but apparently they were being reserved for groups or couples. And then they sort of just gestured me towards this little end table somewhere in the corridor. And I said, well, look, maybe I'll just go somewhere else. So I walked down the road to a cocktail bar, walked in, said hello to the person at the bar, and they said, oh, is it just the two of you tonight? And there was no one else standing there with me. So I think they kind of got so tied up in the assumption that everyone is out with a partner that they forgot to see me on my little old lonesome.
They just presumed that you would have someone else with them that they just couldn't see right at that second.
Yeah, they just assumed, you know, my partner must have been in the toilet or outside or paying for the taxi or something. But no, it was just me. It was a little bit disheartening, really, because it's nice to go out by yourself and to treat yourself to an evening out. You don't always have to be with someone to have a good time.
So why do you think the restaurant made it so difficult for you?
You know, I don't know. I feel like maybe there's a hidden hospitality kind of rule or clause that groups are better to seat than single people. I mean, I guess it makes sense that a group or a couple is probably going to spend more than a single person, but, you know, that doesn't mean that singles can't go out and eat at a restaurant.
Well, not necessarily. They don't know what sort of bottle of wine you're going to order and drink by yourself.
That's true. I could have gone in there and ordered the $1,500 bottle of wine, caviar, like the most luxurious food, but they would never know because they wouldn't give me a proper seat.
No, as opposed to a couple who could have gone in there, the house wine, and been very frugal.
That's right, and just shared a salad and had a glass of wine each.
Yes. So what about some of the preconceptions when you go out for a drink or a meal on your own? I mean, people presume that you're not going to spend much. Do you feel that they presume other things about you?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I like to go out by myself quite a lot. I am single, but I love going to bars and restaurants and exploring different places in the city. So I quite often go out by myself. And the reaction I tend to get most often from waitstaff or bartender or whoever is like, oh, you're by yourself. Are you okay? Did you get stood up? Have you been dumped? It's like, no, I'm just here, you know, by myself having a nice night. And I've, you know, quite often I've had someone say, oh, like, do you want a magazine? Do you have a book?
Really?
Like,
a book.
Are you going to get bored by yourself? I've even had people offer to seat me with someone else who was there alone also,
so
which
you could
feel like is a disaster.
Oh, that's so funny. So you could have someone to talk to.
Yeah.
So what do you actually do when you're sitting there? Do you find yourself looking at your phone, or do you just sit there and look or strike up conversation with strangers?
It really depends on where I am. If I am out having dinner by myself, sometimes I will bring a book or I'll read a really interesting kind of long read article on my phone. But if I'm at, there's a bar in Melbourne that does really wonderful cocktails, and the bartenders do these, you know, amazing displays of making the drinks. They're like throwing bottles in the air, setting things on fire. I love to just go sit at the bar, have a few cocktails, and just people watch. I think it's such a nice way to spend a night.
So it does sound nice. Sounds lovely. Now, we recently saw some news that a particular travel company getting some runs, really, on the board by not charging singles more, which ends up saving a whole lot of cash for people travelling alone. I think they just have a basic price per person and there's no single supplement. Have you, I think that's fairly unique, the fact that it was newsworthy. Have you had the experience of being charged with extra charges when you're travelling alone?
Yeah, definitely. Or not even necessarily being charged extra, but having to kind of pay my way as though I was part of a couple, even though I'm not. Traveling alone, which again, I like to do. Often people, you know, if you book a tour, if you book a hotel room on some cruises, people always assume that you're part of a couple or part of a pair at least. So if you come in as a single, they're like, well, you know, you can still come on the tour, but you're going to have to pay for two tickets.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
It's really weird.
And the single supplement doesn't mean you're quite paying for two people, but you're paying extra to make up the fact that you are one person taking up a whole room that could be occupied by two.
That's right. I mean, I guess they don't want to lose the money that they could potentially make by having two people in a room or on a ticket. So you kind of get hit with that extra surcharge so that they're not losing out. Not having to pay extra as a single and also free drinks.
Yeah, well,
sign
there
me
you
up.
Are.
Tell me, like my kind of people.
Tell me, you've had some funny experiences, I think, as a single person, even grocery shopping.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, going down to your local supermarket and trying to buy like some fresh produce, it's often cheaper to buy it in bulk, or it's better value to buy it in bulk. But if I'm cooking for myself as a single, I'm probably not going to eat all of the like asparagus or broccoli by the time it goes bad. So I'm even losing money on groceries.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. Have you got a big freezer?
You know, I could actually probably do better. I should probably freeze some food and get into a bit of the prepping kind of mindset. But, you know, it would be great to, I mean, even, you know, those meal companies that like send you all the ingredients and the recipes that you don't have to buy
Oh,
yourself?
Yes, you have to do it for four, don't you?
Yeah, it's either four or two. So even there, you can't really get away with being a single. You can either be one person and make twice the food, but there's very rarely like a reduced option if you're just a single.
Not everything can be frozen, of course. I mean, you could just be eating the same thing all week. And then, of course, I presume as a single, there's other, you know, expenses that you can't share, can't really split with anyone else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things like streaming subscription services like Netflix or Stan or Spotify. You know, if I was in a relationship, I kind of imagine that the person that I was with would be paying for half of that as well.
Mm.
But being a single, I'm paying for it all by myself. So it's not really like I'm losing money because it's still something I would subscribe to and pay for anyway. But sometimes I
You just can't defray the cost.
And even like, you know, rent, bills, electricity, water, gas. It all kind of adds up as a single person. There's no one there to split the costs with.
No, absolutely right. And gifts for weddings and baby showers and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, birthday gifts, wedding gifts, as you say, baby shower gifts. You know, I'm expected to pay to celebrate other people's relationships, but it's taking more money from me.
So would you like something to change? How do you think that could all be done differently, Kate?
I think that's a good question. Look, I think that what this tour company is doing by, you know, kind of letting singles come on the tour without having to pay extra is great. Unfortunately, as a single person, often when you do see cruises and tours and holidays that are set up for solo travellers, it's usually set up with a mindset of coupling them up. It's like a singles tour, like, oh, you can meet someone, everyone else is single too. But that's not always what people want. Like, I'm quite happy being single, I guess, aside from the financial aspect. I'm not really desperate to meet someone. So people doing things like this, I think, is a really good idea. Mm. It's a little start.
Now, paint us the picture, Kate, about your fabulous single life. What do you love about being single?
I love having total freedom. I never have to ask anyone for their input or opinion or permission on what I do. If I feel like going out and having a nice dinner and some cocktails by myself, I can do that. If I feel like staying in and just sitting on the couch in my daggy old pajamas and doing a face mask, then I can do that as well. I don't really have to keep up appearances, I suppose, for the sake of someone else in a relationship.
Well, you've probably got no money left to buy clothes anyway if you've been paying for everything.
Well, that's right, buying all my groceries by myself.
Okay, now that's really, it's interesting food for thought. Have you had taken it up with any of the restaurateurs or et cetera to sort of say, well, you know, you don't know what I'm going to be buying. You're unfairly judging me.
I have, you know, I was talking before about the time that I went out for dinner and the person who kind of seated me at the restaurant said, oh, we'll find you someone to sit with. Like, you don't have to sit by yourself. And I did think that was really rude and quite presumptuous. You know, it's nice to offer someone a magazine, I guess. That's pretty polite. But taking it an extra step and trying to seat them with someone is just a step too far. So I did pull them aside. I said, look, I'm very happy to sit here by myself. That's all I want to do. If I wanted to dine with someone, I would be dining with someone. So please just let me sit alone. And I think they kind of got the point.
Yeah.